My name is Anne. Hello, my name is Anne. You've reached the Department of Public Health. Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I'm calling to ask a quick question.
Yeah,
but I
sure.
think it's just allergies. I've gotten the vaccine.
Okay.
My last one was February, like 26th or 27th. But I went to Atlanta. I wore my mask, everything, but I went with a friend. But I think it's allergies. But my throat now is hurting and stuff like that. So I just want to ask a quick question. When you get the vaccine, and you can still, I know you still can get COVID.
Right.
But I know it's been the pollen and all that. Because it's just in my throat. And it's just, and I'm sneezing. So.
And that could be basically pollen, right? I mean, that could be the pollen, the changes in the temperature and the pollen.
Uh-huh, because it makes you feel down, too. I've had this experience before. But the only reason I called is because my sister got very sick. She had COVID. I was in her house. She lives out of town.
Right.
And she got COVID really bad. She's okay now.
Great.
But, she got COVID real bad. And I just want to know the symptoms with the vaccine, if you could tell me.
Yeah.
Should I go ahead and get another COVID test, or is this more like pollen? Because, you know, doctors and stuff, where they don't see you. So it's just not a lot with this.
Okay.
You know?
Now, you know, we're basically a hotline, so I don't have the medical expertise behind me. So you may want to talk with your
does.
You may want to talk to your doctor. I would hate to give you erroneous information.
But it's not just you. It's everybody. No one has anything. The doctors won't see you. You don't really know what to do. People tell you to get cold. Then it's a cocktail. You don't. That's why I went ahead and just tried to go ahead and just get the vaccine. I'm just being honest. I know this is a recorded line. I don't think it's a lot of information. Like, I don't feel protected. I feel like you're on your own. Everybody just want all this stuff to be open, and just boom, but no one is there to help you.
Let me ask you. Yes, ma'am. I do understand.
Time.
I do understand. Let me ask you something. Would you like, where are you located? What city? I mean, what county?
I'm in Columbus, Georgia, but I work in Phoenix City, Alabama. I mean, I'll call my doctor, but no one has any answers. I just feel like I'm on my own.
Well, you know something, you got to realize this is something new now. Everybody's trial and error with this.
Understand it's something new, but you can't go to your doctor.
Most of the doctors could give you information. You're right about that. Normally they would. But I think they're just not sure. You know, this has got, you know, caught everybody off guard. You know that. So, but normally, I mean, I'd rather for you to ask your doctor, or if you want to get a number for some of the COVID testing centers or something, so you can see if you can ask some of them.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you for that. You know, and I don't want you to think that I'm being, you know, because I'm not being anything like that. It's just that I'm just used to, you know, you got insurance. You know, that's what they tell us to do. You have insurance that you can just go talk to someone, you know.
Yes, I'm trying to. Let's see if I can pull that up right quick. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Let's see. COVID testing. 1 second. Okay, and that's, you said in Phoenix City. Let's see, you're in Phoenix City.
Yeah, okay, but I'm in Columbus, Georgia, so we're right, you know, everything's close.
Phoenix City, Columbus, okay, and that'll be COVID testing.
Mm-hmm. But I can call Mercy Med. We have, because I'm gonna be honest with you, ma'am. I take care. I'm trying to get this weight off, but I take care of myself because I work in the school system.
Right. Yeah.
I'm working. I gotta get ready to go. I got a COVID test every month until I got the vaccine.
Yes,
I'm not playing around with this. I'm not playing around. Because
right.
I can't be walking around in the school and not know what's going on because it's my health.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Okay, let's see. They have, okay. And I'm looking at the ones here, 334. These are 334 numbers, though. And you're at 706. So you said Phoenix. Okay, that's COVID testing. Phoenix City, Somerville Road.
That's right by my school.
Okay, let's see if we got this one right here to get the number for it, okay? Okay, they got the testing location, stopwatch urgent, and I'm looking for the number for it, okay? Now, where's the number? Okay, well, let's see if I can find a number, a phone number. I was telling about the insurance and all, but not the phone number. Okay, I'm trying to get you wide. Okay, so let's see. Mm-hmm. Where is the phone number? I'm sorry about that. As I tell you, let me try another one. Okay. Oh, here it is. Okay. Well, then, okay. Yes, yeah, the phone number. You want this one is 334. Mm-hmm. And this is Highway 3838 Highway 80 West.
Mm-hmm.
Is that close to you?
Uh-huh,
he
said
something
right.
Okay, 334, stopwatch urgent, stopwatch urgent care. And that's, it said LaDonia. LaDonia?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right up here. I know what
okay.
It says.
Okay, 334-650-7025. That's 334-650-7025. And I can try to find you another one if you want me to.
No, no, no. It's not. You actually helped me out. I don't want you to think that I'm not, you know, grateful. I'm glad we got the vaccine. It's just that too many people are just getting sick. And I try with my mask. I do everything I can.
Yeah, I do,
but
too.
But I really solid more than anything. But I just, because I felt like this, so you get tired, drowsy in your throat. And plus, I have lemon ginger I keep in my office.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't play around.
Yep.
Nobody can take care of you like yourself.
That's true.
I can't take a Benadryl during the day and then try to function. I just can't
right.
function.
You get sleepy. You start getting sleepy on
yeah.
it. Probably, yeah. Yeah, but
yeah.
call them and check and just see what they, you know, if they would give you some information. They probably would be, you know, have more information than the average place, you know, those testing sites, you know.
Yeah, because I've had to go online. Nobody has any information like you
I
with
know.
COVID if you got the test, what are the symptoms, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I call them and just check with them because it could be, like I said, ear, nose, and throat, just allergies, you know, like that.
I believe it's more than that. But what I'm going to do when I get home,
yes,
wash
ma'am.
My clothes, get everything together, and I'm just going to just take a Benadryl and hit the bed.
Hit the bed and get you some rest because, you know,
yeah.
sometimes it's
yeah.
your body's tired, too, and need the rest to fight it off.
It's a lot. You know, this year has been, like, for everybody, because I just want to say teachers, it's just been difficult, I believe, for everyone if you're trying not to get sick. So you have, like, social distance. You know, my parents are in their 70s,
yes,
so
ma'am.
You're not really we took it seriously because both of my parents have health conditions.
Yes,
so you're
ma'am.
Not visiting people like you used to. You
no.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know, that's affecting a lot of people mentally too. But you know something, you got to keep your spirits up. You got to work out. You got to pray constantly. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff. So I just refuse. I'm sorry. I just refuse to let it get me down. I said, you know, hey, I pray every day. Get up every morning praying, lay down praying during the day, you know, and then trying, you know, drinking my water and exercising and trying to eat right, you know, a lot of vegetables and fruits and stuff and taking some supplements, you know,
vitamins,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some vitamin supplements. So you just got to do what you got to do to get through it, you know?
Drink your tea. Yeah.
Yes,
ma'am. Tea is so expensive now.
Yes,
because I used to put two tea bags in my water. I just put one now.
Well, I've been able to buy a lot of good tea and coffee at the Black Friday store here, and it's one of the stuff from that came from Amazon. They resell it, you know, like that for hardly, you know, a few dollars, $5 or $3 or whatever, and I get a surplus of it. And so I have a variety of everything you can think of and hadn't paid a lot of money for it. So you want to check and see if you got a Black Friday store and you're in Phoenix City, okay, or in Columbus. And so you can get all kinds of discounted stuff, you know, that's healthy. And I stock up on that, and that has helped me tremendously, tea and everything.
Mm-hmm. But I drink
okay.
tea because I'm
going to
drink me one real quick.
And put the lemon in it. Okay. Well, thank you. But check with them and see about your symptoms, okay? And good luck with that. And we know you're going to be okay, okay? You just got to claim that, okay?
I like you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed day, okay? Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling the COVID hotline. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.